The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s garage punk radio. Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And there, in groovy surroundings, we're going to psych them all out on LSD, babies.
Status check, pressurization. Lock stacking.
Have a blinking high level light.
You are go. Water systems.
Go.
Range operations.
All clear to launcher.
Capsule. Go. All pre-start panel lights are correct. The ready light is on. Oil evacuate.
On.
All recorders to fast. T-minus 18 seconds and counting engine start.
8, 7.
Be spacemen before we die, flying in purple ships to the sun, like children on their first trip to the sea. We'll all be spacemen before we die, striding across blue meadows, the rain under our feet. We'll all be spacemen before we die, sleeping between black velvet sheets, woken only by the moon.
Thank you.
And hello once again, fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia, all the cool stuff from the 1960s. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 472. And we do jump all over the place with Retrospect. Last week, it was obscure garage rock curios from around the world. This week, it is psych curios. In the broadest sense, these genres, of course, cross over enormously. But this episode, we are looking at some unusual proto-psych and psych. We got it underway with a band out of the UK called The Liverpool Scene. You can see them and read a little bit more at Retrospect's Facebook page and on our Instagram. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. So The Liverpool Scene merged out of the Liverpool Poets, a number of influential 1960s poets from Liverpool, England, influenced very much by the beat poetry scene of the 1950s. So Liverpool Scene, a poetry band. They grew out of the success of The Incredible New Liverpool Scene, a CBS LP featuring some of the members reading their work. Famous British DJ John Peel played them on his late night perfumed garden show, certainly helping their rise to some level of success. Six LPs between 1967 and 1972. A number of bands emerged out of the Liverpool Poets and the Liverpool Scene, including one called The Scaffold, probably the best known of the bands and notable for having a member called Mike McCartney, brother of Paul. Stay tuned, lots of cool stuff in this episode. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Right, let's get into the proto-psych and psych curios. The Likes of Us, likes with a Y. Junior high school students got together in Trenton, Michigan. They were asked to hold a concert to raise money for a project at Trenton High School, which they did. They received some payment, allowed them to record two songs that band member Larry Lamb had written. One was Tell Me Why Your Light Shines, the other was 7:30 Said. It's a cool track. This is The Likes of Us.
Sometimes I think I am gone, wondering why you ought to know.
psychedelia, you say? Thank you.
using any more acid?
I gave you some before.
Yeah, but I want to get very far out.
Once the sun watched the rain falling down your window pane, you lost in confusion of my mind. In and out the cobwebs ride, take you to a countryside of time and illusion left behind. I've never been there before, I don't know my way around. And I've a feeling I'm lost, but I'm sure I'll be found. On your way you take a train, short vacation to the brain. Taking notes, enjoying thrills, walking grass, the goblin hills. Surprise, you can see beyond your eyes. I've never been there before, I don't know my way around. And I've a feeling I'm lost, but I'm sure I'll be found.
Examples of proto-psych and psych. The Likes of Us, top of that set, 7:30 said. That band also known for covering a number of Beatles tracks early in their career, including If I Needed Someone, Ticket to Ride, and Day Tripper. Followed by the Amboy Dukes. American band formed Chicago, based in Detroit, best known for Journey to the Center of the Mind, and for having Ted Nugent as a guitarist and later lead singer. I chose a track from their 1969 album called Migration, third studio album, and it's on that album that Nugent took lead vocal duties for a number of the songs for the first time. And we took the opening track from the LP, Migration, from the Amboy Dukes. Wrapping the set, The Raw Material on Evolution Records, a release from 1969. The Raw Material out of the UK formed London earlier in 1969. Together for 3 years or so, they moved from their initial psychedelic sound to blues through to prog rock, really, later in their career. The Raw Material out of the UK. Time and Illusion.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah!
Well, here's another track out of the UK from a psychedelic band formed in 1965. They're called The End, produced by Rolling Stone Bill Wyman, which led to some confusion. A couple of their tracks actually incorrectly attributed to the Rolling Stones. as bootleg demos or unreleased tracks around the Satanic Majesty's request period. But no, not the Rolling Stones, tracks from the end. So here we go. This one is called Stones, In My Banana.
Psychoanalytic session. Nothing has been changed. Explanatory notes have been added, however, to aid you in your diagnosis. At the end of this session, Dr. Siegfried Gestalt, world-famous psychoanalyst, will give his diagnosis of the patient. Will it match your diagnosis? Can you analyze this patient? He is an adult, white male, 30 years old, the only child of well-to-do parents. He spent most of his adult life away from home at college, where he was not only an excellent student, but also took part in extracurricular athletics. Since the recent death of his father, whom he idolized, and the more recent remarriage of his mother, the patient has suffered from severe attacks of depression, withdrawal, a near-catatonic apathy, and often toys with the notion of suicide. He refuses flatly to take part in family activities. His mother and his stepfather have become extremely concerned over his behavior since he's broken off with his fiancée, insulted many of their friends, and has begun to talk to himself. There appears to be nothing physically wrong with the patient other than the fact that he is somewhat overweight. His mother describes him as being fat and scant of breath, which indicates that he might be asthmatic, almost certainly a psychosomatic condition. What is really wrong with the patient? Why this sudden change? Why, at 30, does he feel his life is over? The answers to these questions, and many more, are for you to discover. How good an analyst are you? Just a moment. The door is opening, and I believe it... Yes, it is. It is the patient. He's almost 15 minutes late. He nods to Dr. Siegfried Gestalt, world-famous psychoanalyst. Dr. Gestalt smiles and nods back. The patient... is a pudgy man. Medium height. I should say about 5'6" or 7". He's conservatively dressed. In point of fact, the patient is dressed entirely in black. Now, he's sitting down on the couch. His movements are somewhat lethargic, and he seems quite depressed.
Public pornography shops where erotic books are displayed for both sexes with government approval.
Retrospect. Thank you. vocal tracks. The End, out of the UK, Stones in My Banana. Then we had Del Close and John Brent. We've had a few of their tracks recently. It's off that How to Speak Hip LP track, or part of a track called The Psychoanalytic Session. I'm going to slip a little bit more of that track throughout the rest of this show. They were followed by the mighty 13th Floor Elevators. Off the psychedelic sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators, debut album, really influential, I guess not so much at the time, but subsequently, absolutely. One of my favourite tracks, You're Gonna Miss Me, off that LP. I chose the stereo remix of Monkey Island from the fantastic 13th Floor Elevators. Then wrapping the set, you can call it psychexploitation, but man, I love that track, particularly the bit in the middle there just really gets me. They're called the Electric Piano Playground. Were they a real band? No, of course not. Off an LP called Psychedelic Seeds, released on Bell Records in 1967. Now, on this LP, there are tracks such as Wild Thing, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, Satisfaction, Tobacco Road, Good Vibrations, and Psychotic Reaction. Instrumental version from a band nominally known as the Electric Piano Playground.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Right, let's go global garage. Here's something new from a German saxophonist, flautist, and band leader called Eckhard Sander. Formed a group called Eckhard Sander Septet up until 1972, then became known as Sander Foundation. So formed 1969, produced a number of singles for a German Democratic Republic recording label called Amiga. So this is Eckhard Sander Septet, or Sextet, a track called Ursal Mur von Dür.
Da 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 da
patient has just taken a Kleenex. There is a box of Kleenex immediately beside the couch. And now we will hear Dr. Siegfried Gestalt, world-famous psychoanalyst, and his patient in psychoanalysis.
Well, now, I understand that you've been having a little difficulty at home, yeah?
You must needs have heard how I am punished with sore distraction. What I have done, I here proclaim, was madness.
Yeah, yeah, I can accept that. And how did this madness of yours manifest itself?
Sir, in my heart there was a kind of fighting that would not let me sleep.
Are you taking notes? If you have said schizoid tendencies, you are correct.
Do you have this feeling often?
I am but mad north-northwest. When the wind is southerly, I know a hawk from a handsaw.
The patient is being facetious, an obvious attempt to deny his problem by making light of it.
You say that you are troubled by insomnia and this feeling that you are divided against yourself. This must make life difficult for you, yeah?
I have of late. But wherefore, I know not, lost all my mirth, forgone all custom of exercises. And indeed it goes so heavily with my disposition that this goodly frame, the earth, seems to me a sterile promontory.
Yeah, I see, sterile promontory.
Es todo tu amor, el sol que me hace soñar. Y siento un dolor, mi amor, por no verte y quiero llorar.
Frailty, thy name is woman.
The patient does not seem to be aware that he's made a striking insight into his problem. Frailty, thy name is woman. Women are frail, i.e. small and weak, as opposed to being strong and fat. The patient is troubled by his fatness and wishes to become thin or frail, like a woman.
A little month. Or ere those shoes were old with which she followed my poor father's body. Like Niobe, all tears.
Here we have the image of the patient's mother, all tears. This is another recurrent image. How does this relate to the patient's desire to resolve himself into a dew?
Why, she. Even she. Oh, God, a beast that once discourse of reason would have mourned longer. Married with mine uncle, my father's brother. But no more like my father than I to Hercules.
Here the patient is fishing for a compliment.
Tracks of Global Psychedelia. Eckhard Sander Septet. Well, I've seen it written Septet and Sextet. Özal Mer von Der from this band formed 1969 in Dresden. Followed by Los Shakes out of Mexico. El Brillo de Tu Amor, cover of Cream's Sunshine of Your Love, psychedelic rock classic. Then a guy born Jackie Antoine Joseph Azopardi and Jean-Claude Petit. I know the latter is a French composer. The former became known as Jack Arel. It's a track called Psychedelic Portrait from these two, I guess, more classical musicians. It's off a 45 single. The A side was Lee Mason and his orchestra with a track called Shady Blues. The B side, Jack Arel and Jean-Claude Petit with Psychedelic Portrait. Released on Jazz Man Records. I think that's a subsequent release out of the UK. So a little bit of a mystery, really. But an interesting novelty to include in this Psychedelic Curios episode of Retrospect.
You say, well, preacher, I don't know anybody that's put out any good records, any good music today. There are people by the thousands. There are many if you just take time to find out.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We'll squeeze in another one from the States, from a band called Blue Erebus. On King James Records, 1968-45. So who were Blue, B-L-U, hyphen, Erebus? Originally called the Nomads out of Mount Airy, North Carolina, active from 65 right through to 72 or 73. But as side projects, they recorded as Blue Erebus, also as Willow Green. Now, Willow Green also was the A-side of this 1968-45. It's all confusing. Anyway, this is Blue Erebus with the B-side, Plastic Year from 1968.
She walks with her eyes turned to the sky, but she cannot see. And she holds her hands up to her ear, but she There's no use to communicate. By the time you reach her, it will be too late. Well, she's spent all her time in the plastic year, and she's lived all her life in hay. But she keeps her mind in a plastic bag, and she won't let you in. She's determined to walk between two lives, and that's her childhood sin. There's no use to communicate. By the time you reach her, it will be too late. Well, she's spent all her time in a plastic year, and she's lived all her life in hay.
That's North Carolina band Blue Erebus with Plastic Year, bringing us to the end of this psychedelic curios episode of Retrospect. Your feedback's always welcome. Let me know, do you want more of this stuff? Do you prefer it when we stick to classic 60s garage, or is garage punk the thing? Or do you tune in to catch the global selections? Your feedback's welcome. You can message me on Instagram, you can find us and comment on posts, or even message me via the Retrospect Facebook page. Don't forget about rating and reviewing and subscribing, all that good stuff. Retrospect available wherever you get your podcasts from. Wrapping it with a psychedelic instrumental. Picture of this band up on our Instagram and Facebook. American guitarist, best known for his work on soundtracks to various teen and biker movies. Stereotypically surf music at the start, but then when he was given the duties for the soundtrack to the biker film The Wild Angels, broke out into heavily distorted fuzz guitar. Of course, it's Davey Allen, almost always backed by the Arrows. So here's a track off the Wild Angels soundtrack. This is called Blues Trip. Wrapping the show this week, thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
The tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.